Well, as you may have heard earlier, the funeral of Lord Henry Mountcharles has been taking place in Slane in County Meath. Many well-known faces from the music industry turned out to remember Lord Henry, who was best known for staging rock concerts at his ancestral home of Slane Castle. A short while ago, his son Alex said his father was always grateful to the community of Slane for the support they showed over the decades.
None of the gigs ever could have happened without the support of the people of Slane. And I know that Dad, quite rightfully, would have wanted me to thank them fondly for all they did for him, the estate, and the concerts over the years. Even after the challenging circumstances of Bob Dylan in '84, the community rolled in behind him to bring them back when Jim Aiken brought Bruce Springsteen to Slane in '85, and there were locals proudly in the village wearing their Slane 84 Survivor t-shirts. I was lucky enough to be with Dad at the bottom of the ramp as Bruce walked onto the stage. The roar of the crowd was so loud, it created a tide of sound that made the hoarding next to us shake. And I'll never forget the thrill I saw on Dad's face in that moment.
And I was lucky enough to be in that crowd. Happy days. Our Northeast correspondent Mark O'Driscoll is in Slane. Mark, Lord Henry's son also spoke of his father's interest in politics and of how he loved making connections.
Yes, Rachel. Well, a very touching tribute from Lord Henry's son, Alex, the 9th Marquess Cunningham, at his father's funeral at St. Patrick's Church of Ireland in Slane this afternoon. And indeed, that small church was packed today, as was a nearby pub, Lynch's, where a live stream of the funeral service was shown. Alex said that while his father never was elected to the Dáil or the Shannon, he relished the opportunity of knocking on doors when canvassing and listening to people's thoughts and opinions. In the 1992 general election, he ran for Fine Gael, just missing out on the last seat in that four-seater Louth constituency. But Alex also saying that his father taught him about the power, the importance, the value of making time for people, something he said which Lord Henry felt was now being eroded in modern life. And he said his father found other ways to express himself in life too, particularly in his weekly column for the Irish Mirror, that he really enjoyed writing but was initially coaxed into signing up for. But he said that in the end he really enjoyed working for a red top as opposed to a broadsheet. And that tribute that Alex gave also filled with lots of humorous moments too, and about Lord Henry's mischief and indeed his quick turn of phrase down through the years. And I think that very much shone through today at the funeral service, Rachel. It was that Lord Henry was a people person, and that he wasn't a lord that locked himself away at Slane Castle, but he was a person who ultimately opened up what he had for the public and made unforgettable moments for hundreds of thousands of people ever since that first concert headlined by Thin Lizzy in 1981.
Mark, thank you very much. That was our Northeast correspondent, Mark O'Driscoll.